Okay, today is Daf Kuf Aleph. We are on Kuf Amud Beis, second line from the bottom, Gufa. We said yesterday, Ha'ochel Gid Hanosha shall behema tameya. If you eat the Gid Hanosha of a non-kosher animal, how many averis have you just done? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mechayev Shtayim. You get two malchus for that. Why? One for eating a non-kosher animal, and two, you ate a Gid Hanosha. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're not chayiv at all. It's nothing. Zero. Now, Rabbi Shimon Manavshach. One second. Rabbi Shimon Manavshach. He should be chayiv something. E iser chal al iser. Thank you. If iser is chal al iser, we chayiv nami mishum gid. Then why aren't you chayiv for gid and asha? Why aren't you chayiv for eating that non-kosher animal? It's non-kosher. So if iser chal iser, you should be chayiv twice. He ain't Isra Chal Isser, and if someone tells me he ain't Isra Chal Isser, then L'chayev Mishum Tumah Dekadim. At least be chayev for non-kosher, which came before Gid Hanosha. How did it come before Gid Hanosha? Because it's also the second it's conceived, and Gid Hanosha comes later when it's formed. Okay, sailing something like that, fine. This is chayev for eating non-kosher. Why are you putting for that? The E ain't beginning benos and tam, and if Gid Hanosha has no tam, then lichayev mishum gid. Then you should be chayev eating that, right? What that means is there can't be. You can't if you eat a non-kosher part of a non-kosher animal that has no tam. You eat the hoof of a non-kosher animal. You eat the horn of a non-kosher animal. Are you chayev for that? For eating non-kosher? No. You eat a brick. It's not kosher. It's not edible. You eat some wood. So if Gid Hanosha has no tam, it's eitz ba'alma, then you're not chayiv to eat non-kosher. It's not edible. Well, you should be chayiv for Gid Hanosha at least. Why? Because the Torah said you can't eat the Gid Hanosha. I don't care what it tastes like. You can't eat it. So what's going on? What does Rav Shimon hold? So Amar Rava, Lo'olam Kasavar, ain't begin benosin tam. Gid Hanosha has no tam. So you're not chayiv for eating non-kosher. Because it has no time. It's like eating a brick. It's like eating a hoof. It has no time.
It's not eating,
exactly. What about the Gid Hanosha? What about the Gid Hanosha? The fact that it has no time is irrelevant. The Torah said don't eat it. Right. So Rav Shimon's going to hold the Gid Hanosha doesn't apply on non-kosher animals. That's all.
That logic doesn't work. No, it's not. Just because he's saying it doesn't impart any flavor, it doesn't taste like anything else. The
Isra is there for Gid Hanosha.
The Isra is there for Gid Hanosha.
Yeah.
Once the Isra is there, no matter what it is,
right,
it's no good.
Correct. So why aren't you chayef for Gid Hanosha?
If Shimon's problem makes less sense.
He says you're not chayef for anything. You're not chayef for non-kosher because it's not edible. That's why you're not chayef for that. It's like eating a horn. You eat a horn of an animal. You sit down and you cook it and you're chayef for eating non-kosher. It's not edible. Maybe if you're a butter, you might be. Maybe. You're not chayav deraisa for that. It's not edible. You eat a hoof. A hoof is not edible. Nobody eats that. You cut off and you eat it. You cook it and you eat it. Right? So are you chayav iser deraisa for eating non-kosher? No.
It's an arbitrary note that you can't eat. That's not food. And one's not an arbitrary note.
I know. But if you're whole, ain't begin bidos in tam. It's just to accept that. What does that mean? Right? Probably juicy steak. Right? What does it mean ain't no sin tam? Isn't the Gid Hanosha a sirloin?
No?
The Gid Hanosha
is
sciatic nerve. What meat?
There is one famous thing.
Flamingon, right? Something they make out of it that we don't eat.
Because the meat, we cannot separate the Gid Hanosha from the meat. So we don't eat the meat, which is
one of those meats. One of those meats is very good.
Right.
The meat is okay.
I understand. Okay. So here we're saying, but we hold, if you hold, ain't beginning, but no sin time. It has no time. So therefore, you're not going to. What about Gid Hanosha? Why do you have a Gid Hanosha? I don't care what it tastes like. Torah says you can't eat it. Shiny Hotsam Gid Hanosha is different. Amar Korat says, Al Kain, Lo Yochu B'nai Tov Gid Hanosha. The Jewish people cannot eat the Gid Hanosha. Mi Shegido Asr, that only applies because the Gid Hanosha is Asr, Ubisar Mutter. But the rest of the animals Mutter. Just the Gid Hanosha you're not allowed to eat. Yotzer Zeth, this animal is excluded. Shegido Asr, Ubisar Asr. The whole thing is Asr. Meaning, there's no Gid Hanosha on a non-kosher animal. Therefore, Shimon says you're not chayav anything.
But if the Pasuk says that you shouldn't eat it, then it must have some sense of time. Otherwise, you're not eating.
So, Mati's right. It's not a horn. It's still meat.
Yeah.
Right? So, halachically, it's classified as it doesn't have any tam. What that means, I don't know.
No, that my proof is than that, because if you think about it, it doesn't say what animal not to eat to get an usher from. Don't eat it from a cow.
Right, it doesn't say what animal.
Don't eat it.
If you have a kid,
don't eat it.
Right.
It's like the forbidden
chalef. Right. No, so the Gemara makes a drasha. Sure makes a drasha. No, it's only from a kosher animal.
Yeah,
because
he's
so if you chomp,
no. Yes. Well, it depends. If in beginning, you don't have to. Exactly right. Minotaur. Amar v'yuda mar Rav. Ha'ochel get hanasha shel nevela. Now you eat to get hanasha of a nevela. What's a nevela? Nevela is the animal dropped dead by itself. No shechita. Kosher animal even. And you eat to get hanasha of a nevela. Now what'd you do? What'd you do wrong? At least two things. Remeir mechayev shtayim. You chayev twice. Why you chayev twice? Mishum Nevela and Mishum Giranasha. Right? Fine. V'chachamim Omrim. What about Isser Chal Alisser? Ein Isser Chal Alisser? Says the bear. No, it's an Isser Kolel. Why is it an Isser Kolel? Because the Nevela, because Giranasha you're not allowed to eat, and then the whole animal you're not allowed to eat, because it's a Nevela. So then we say Isser Chal Alisser. You know, Isser Kolel means? Does it make sense? For example, this is not malady, this today. It's what is it? It's some trace thing. And tomorrow is Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, you can't eat any food. So this also you can't eat. It's ain't it's a chalitzer. It's already trafe. That's ridiculous. It's your kolo. Same thing over here. I can't eat to get an usher. Now I can't eat the whole animal because it died. So, it dropped dead without shechita. So of course it's chayv ain't it's a chalitzer. It's chayv both.
What does Rabbi Yehuda hold?
Rabbi Yehuda holds? What do you mean? I don't know.
I don't understand. It comes to Rabbi Meir.
Now, Omer v'hudam a Rav.
Yeah, but he said Rabbi Meir v'chayim
shtayim. Exactly. No, this is Rabbi Huda's an Amora.
Huh?
This is an Amora. Omer v'hudam a Rav. The Amora v'hudam said the name of Rav. Ho'chal get an Asha, shal nevela, Rabbi Meir v'chayim shtayim.
Before we had Rabbi Yehuda.
I don't know. So I don't know what they hold in different things.
V'chacham
omrim, ain't chayiv ela achas. You only chayiv once. Why you only chayiv once? Ain't Isser Chal Isser. Doesn't hold from that.
What's the first Isser?
Get an Asha and nevela. Remodim chacham al Rabbi Meir, but the chacham would agree. If you eat the giranasha of an ola or a shor haniskel, you are chayiv twice. Why chayiv twice? Says Rashi. We'll use a lot of Rashi today to make this Gemara make sense. The chamer isura says Rashi because an ola, a carbon now is different. It's more machmir. Why is it more machmir? Oshal shor haniskel, either a carbon or a shor haniskel. Umay chumrayhu. What's the chumr? What's the machmir about these? Shasurim bahana. They're also bahana. Now let's have enough from a shor haniskel. So if you eat a shor haniskel, the gid hanasha of a shor haniskel, even the chacham would agree chayev twice. I ain't nisr chal isr, not nisr chumr. What's chumr about it? It's also bahana. It's a carbon. It's a shor haniskel. Also bahana. Okay. A new rule in nisr chal isr.
If
it's chumr, then everyone would agree. Yes. And we're going to spend the whole day on this idea of being chomer. And it's not easy. So, what? Why should that make you chayev a second time?
Exactly.
So, here we go. Uman haitana, the iser kolel, iser chal al iser lesle. Who holds iser kolel, right, on an iser chal, I don't hold from iser kolel. Right? I don't hold from that. What?
You don't hold from
Isser Chal Isser, but Isser Kolel, Isser Chomer Islay. But Isser Chomer, then I do hold from it. Who said that? Gesundheit. Now, we have to do two long Rashis. We'll explain everything very well. The first Rashi is, Uman Haitana Chachamim, the Isser Kolel, Isser Chal Isser, Leslay, Isser Kolel, Isser Chomer Islay. Haini Pirusha. This is what this means. Isser Gil Chal Bishanolda. The Isser Gid applies the minute the animal is born. Right? The Kodim Shin is Navla. Before that it became a Nevela, it's walking around this animal. Hayagid Asr. The Gid Anash is Asr. Ubisar Mutter. Potentially. Has to be Shechted. But yes. Umishin is Navla. And now it dropped dead. It dropped dead. Nesar Af Bisara. The Basar is also Asr. Af Al Gav, the Shame Nevela. Havile Lumechal Nami Al Gid Mishuk. Mishum Taima de Kolel, even though the Giranasha is also in a Vela now. The Giranasha is also in a Vela. Because the animal dropped dead. The whole animal is in a Vela, right? Shu kolel es habasar imo le'asar, because it kolel the meat too. V'ikla meimar afilu mandama en ischal liser hay iser nevela chayil. It should work. It should be iser kolel anyway. Demigu, why the chayil habasar the havimutar, since the nevela it applies on the rest of the animal because it dropped dead. Chayal nami agid shekulo shekol basar. It should apply to the gedanasha also, right? It's part of the basar. Afilachi amru rabbanu delochel. It doesn't work. It doesn't hold. It doesn't agree to that migu. That idea doesn't agree to that. Makes sense. He doesn't agree to it.
Meaning what?
Meaning that ain iser chal iser. By this iser, the animal, the gedanasha was always aser. The minute the animal was born, the gedanasha was aser. It's walking around for 4 years. Everything's potentially mutter along with the shechter. Then it dropped dead. Drop dead one day. So can I eat the gedanasha now? You couldn't eat it before anyway. Now I can't eat anything. So it's just like a piece of meat that's treif today, and then the Yom Kippur becomes usher to get a second time. It's the same thing. The gedanasha was usher today for one reason, then tomorrow it's usher for a second reason. What's the second reason? It's a nevela now. It's the exact same thing as this being usher today, and then tomorrow is Yom Kippur. It's the exact same thing. It's usher, the isher got increased. Still not, he's not impressed with that argument, doesn't buy it. However, by Yisr Chamor, then he does agree. That's next Rashi. V'heichod de Yisr Achron is beitarti. But the second Yisr has two things. Number one, kolel. Number one, it's the whole animal. Number two, umosif, and it's more. Kigon, for example, ola oshar haniskal. In ola or oshar haniskal. Demeikara kishanolda hayagida asar. When it was born, the Ganasha was asar. Ubsaru mutter, but the rest of the animal was mutter to eat. Potentially shechted. Hikdisha, you donated it to Beis HaMikdash. Oh, nagcha, or it gored somebody and killed somebody. Now you have to kill this animal. Neser af pesara. Now you can't eat the meat now. It's for a carb, it's for an ola. It's a shardisco. Harei zeh kolel. It's now the same exact case as before. However, that's even worse. Vagir hazeh mitchil ha'yasa b'achil mutter b'hana. But the Gidanasha was a mutter bahana. You can't eat. You can give it to the guy. You can give it to the dog. Right? Now, kishe hektish, chal olav itzer hektish, lasa bahana. Now, I can't have hana from hektish. Can't do that. I donated to the Beis HaMikdash. I could never eat the Gidanasha. Now I can't eat any of it. Not only that, I can't even tell it. She'en kan itzer chal al itzer, shema sheshay harishon. This is not just simple Gidanasha. It's not simply iser chal iser, like the Rishon here means the gid. Umosif hasheni, which is the garban. V'chihechi dechayel lo hashem hektish lo aser b'hana. So when the animal becomes aser b'hana, when I donate it, it becomes aser b'hana, doesn't the gedanasha also become aser b'hana? Yeah. Of course. The whole thing's a carbon, right? Al karcha chal of af b'achila shemachlo chayev shtayim. So if I eat it, wouldn't I be chayev twice? Once for eating gedanasha, and once for eating a carbon. I'll have enough from a carbon. Even though I couldn't eat it even beforehand also. Vein Isr Chal Isr Hai. And normally he doesn't hold from Isr Chal Isr. Howel since Howel V'chayel Alahana Chal Nami Afachila. Then he would agree to that. Since I can't eat it, it's Asr B'Hana. It does become a second Aveira. So I'll throw it in there. Okay? Good?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be also more
chamer? We're going to get to that issue. Just saying, conceptually.
Right?
Amar Rava. So who is this Tana? Who doesn't hold from Isser Kolel, but does hold from it when it's Isser Chamer? Says Rava. It's Yosek Lili. Okay? Not easy here. Ditnan. Tamei Sh'achal Kodesh. You have a Tamei person. And he eats Kodesh. That's an Avera. Right? Bein Kodesh Tamei. Now, he eats Kodshim. Does it matter if the Kodshim is Tamei or Tahar? He's Tamei. He's not allowed to eat Kodshim. What about Tamei Kodshim? He can't eat Kodshim, for sure not. What about Tamei Kodshim? Some rat fell on top of the Kodshim. He became Tamei. Does the Tamei person eat that? No. Says the Tanakama, Bein Kodesh Tamei, Bein Kodesh Tahar, Chayef. No, he's still not allowed, he can't. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omar, no, I make a distinction. Tamei, the guy, a man is Tamei, she'achal es ha-tahar, chayev. If you eat tahar, kachin, you're chayev. Tamei, she'achal es ha-tamei, potter. If a Tamei eats Tamei, he's potter. Why? She'achal el-davar Tamei. Because he only ate something that's a davar Tamei. Right? and you're not chayiv when you're tummy, and you eat something tummy. Okay? That's what he holds. Amrulo, they told him, what are you talking about? You don't make any sense, Rabbi Yossi. Amrulo, af tummy, sha'achlas ha-tahar, but one second, even a tummy person eating tar, which you agree you're not allowed to do, kivin shenagabo tamayu. Once you touch it, you made a tummy.
Right.
So what are you talking about? How could you not be chayiv? You're always going to, when someone's feeding it to you, touching it to your lips, you also become tummy.
Right. Okay.
The minute you touch it, so what do you mean if a tummy eats tummy, you putter? That's always the case. It started out tar, then he sits down with his, to eat it, puts his hand in it, makes a tummy. So what are you talking about, Rabbi Yossi? It's always tummy. So shaper kamalei rabbanu Rabbi Yossi, that's a good question. That's a good tie on Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi talking about?
That's actually explaining why he's right. Because the problem with tummy, when you start with a star, you transform the status. If both are tummy, you change nothing. That's why it should be on the
I know, but Rabbi Yossi clearly said, if a tummy eats tahar, I agree he's chayev.
Right.
But if he eats tummy, he's not. Correct. How is a tummy eating tahar? How is that ever happening? The minute he touches it, he makes a tummy.
Correct.
How's that happening? How can he ever do that? How can, when someone feeds it to you? I thought about that. Still, the minute it touches your lips, it becomes tummy before you swallow it. Well, he's going to stick the fork down your throat. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So how could a tummy ever eat tar? That's a good question. The Gemara says that's a shop, that's a good question. So, Amar Rava, no. You missed what Rabbi Yossi was talking about. Here's what Rabbi Yossi was saying. Nitma haguf, you became tummy. V'yachar kach nitma basar, and then the meat became tummy. Kuli amalo pligid d'chayef. Of course you chayef for that. I became tummy on Monday. This meat became tummy on Tuesday. Of course, you can't eat the meat without making a tummy. You can't. Says Rabbi Yossi, that's not what I meant. What I meant was,
It's already tummy.
I became tummy on Monday.
Right.
It was tar still.
And the meat
then the meat became tummy on Tuesday, and I ate it on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Says Rabbi Yossi, Yechayef. Yechayef for that. Why? Because when you became tummy, it was tar still. The Isser kareis kadim. Because your Isser of tuma preceded that Isser. Keep ligi. When do they argue? Benit ma basa v'achad ma guf. The meat became tummy on Sunday. I didn't become tummy until Monday. So when it was tummy before me.
It was tummy.
The Rabban on Islay Isser kolel. So what? That you became tummy air. So what? Demigu, demichayev achatichas tahoros, the alma, right? You're chayev on if you eat anything. Michayev is not achatichas tameya. It's in his recolo, your tummy. You can't eat any kachim. Doesn't make a difference if it's tar or tummy. Just because the tummy came first, so what? Says the Tanakama. So big deal. Rabbi Yosef Glili, no. Les lay isser kolo. He doesn't hold from isser kolo. Demigu, lo aminon. He doesn't say that, migu. Right? That what? That since, like the Yom Kippur case, this was treif today, and tomorrow is Yom Kippur, so it's kolel, so the meat was asr today. Why? Because it became tummy first, I couldn't eat it anyway. Now that I became tummy, I can't eat anything. I can't eat any kachim, tummy or tahar. Says the Yossi, I don't agree with that. Since it became tummy first, and I became tummy afterwards, if I eat that, it's not isr. Ain't isr chal isr. Yes, I'm tummy. True. But my isr, not chal and that became tummy, that became tummy before me. Therefore, ein isser chal isser. So what do you see? Even by an isser kolel, right? Even by an isser chamor, I'm more machmer. I'm isser kares. The meantime, isser kares, I'm an isser kares.
Right.
So, and we still, and Rabbi Yossi still holds that you're not chayev. Right? So when did Rabbi Yossi hold your chayev? 1 minute. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Nihi, the Isser Kolel, Lesley, Bisser Kal, 100% not, but Yavo, Isser Chamor, Yachal al Isser Kal, but what about Isser Chamor? Umay Nihi, what's that case? That case is Tumas Haguf. Shari Tumas Haguf Bukaris. Because Tumas Haguf is Usser, you're going to get Karis for it. So you're right. You said, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, he has a hole from it, and therefore, if the Tumah became first, then you're a putter. But 1 second, it's an Issachamor. It's an Issachamor. Why is it Issachamor? Because the man gets kares. Just like you can't eat the animal that has Asa Bahana to get an Asha. Before, I could sell it to a guy. Now you donated it, it's Asa Bahana. So it's Issach Mosif. So if you're saying you should hold, Issach Mosif means Issach Tumah. Issach Chamor. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Man Lemelon, the Tumas Aguf Chamura. Who said Tumas Aguf is Chamur? Why is it? We said it's Chamur because he got Karis. But you know what? If you're Tameh, you can get out of your Tumah. You go to the mikveh. If the meat's Tameh, it can never get out, it can never become untameh. So who said you're more machmer? Who made who said that? Right? Dilma, man lay malon Tumas Aguf Chamura. You said that Tumas Aguf is Chamur because you get Karis. Dilma, Tumas Basar Chamura. Maybe the Basar is more Chamur. The less late to have a mikveh. There's no way out of that. So there's no raya that Rabbi Yosef clearly holds this way. No raya. Okay? What? We wanted to say that Yosef Glili doesn't hold from Issachal Isser. Therefore, if the tumah, if the meat became tummy before you, and you eat it, you're not chayev. Why? Because ain't Issachal Isser. But 1 second, what about Beisach Chamor? It's more machmer. You're more machmer because you get curries. On Monday, on Sunday, when the meat became tummy, you were tahar. So if you ate it, you don't get curries for that. A tahar person eating kachim, don't get curries for that. Now you're tummy. Now you eat it, you get kares, it's a chamer. So Rosh Hashanah said, who said it's a chamer? Why is it a chamer? Because you get kares and the meat no kares, but you can become going to the mikvah and the meat can't. So there's a reason why you're better. Rashi says, look, it's on this page. It's the third skinny line. Umishani, Dilma, hai chamira, this mchumra, diles le tayar b'mikvah. There's no, you can't, right? Vahi dila'el, so maybe Rabbi Yossi would hold. Maybe he would hold. Isser chamor works if it's really chamor. If it's really chamor, maybe I would agree to that. If it's really chamor, who said this is chamor? Why is it chamor? Because you got kares, but you can go to the mikvah. So who said it's chamor? So maybe he would agree with it if he could find a case. Can't find a case. Rabbi Yosef said, Lili, Lethli Isser Kolel? Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold Isser Kolel? 1 minute. He doesn't hold, we said, Rabbi Yosef Lili doesn't hold from Isser Kolel. Is that true? Listen to this Gemara. This Gemara is going to blow your mind. Votanya, Shabbos v'Yom HaKippurim. It's Shabbos and it's Yom Kippur. But Shagag, you forgot that. V'asa Malacha. You forgot that. And you did a Malacha. Menayin Shechai V'alzeh Ba'atzmo V'alzeh Ba'atzmo. How do you chayv separately? So what happened? It was Shabbos and it was Yom Kippur. You forgot. So you wrote a letter to your friend, right? You wrote a letter to your friend. You chayv two things: Shabbos separately and Yom Kippur separately. Two separate things. Talmud Lomar. How do you know it's two separate things? Shabbos he, Yom Kippur he. Different psukim. Different Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says you learn out from various psukim. You chayv twice. Rabbi Kiva Omer in a chayv al achas. You only chayv once. Why chayv once? You better think about this case. It's Shabbos Yom Kippur, and you do malacha. You chayv twice. Says Rabbi Yosef Glili, yeah, you chayv twice. One for Shabbos, one for Yom Kippur. Says Rabbi Kiva, you chayv once. Why chayv once? Look at this very long Rashi. Shabbos Hi Lashem. Doing that Rashi? Yeah. Shabbos Bereishis Ksiv. That means by Shabbos. It means regular Shabbos. You see where it is? Shabbos Hi Lashem. It's a little further down where we are. Demashma she'im ba itzer acher ima. If another itzer comes along, for example Yom Kippur, mechayev al shma b'fnei atzma dechsev he. Mechayev separately because it says he. V'chein gabi Yom Kippur dechsev hu. V'hani itzer bas achas ninu. Even though the itzer comes at the same time, when I write that letter, yeah, at the same moment I'm doing two things wrong. It's Shabbos and it's Yom Kippur. The ha b'hadi adadi asu kishakira shayom. Just like the kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Kippur come at the same instant. Same time it happens. Okay. Umihu, Iyamit Bishloma Isle Rabbi Yosef Glili Isser Kol Omosif. It would make sense if Rabbi Yosef Glili would hold that by Isser Kolel or Mosif, the Chayle Ashar Isurin, then he would agree to this, Ikul Meimar, Mishum Hachi, Mechayv Artavayu. That's why you chayv twice. The Ha I Nami Have Efshar Look the Kadma, Chad Lechavre. It's impossible for one of these to come before the other one. It's impossible. I would say Isser Chal Al Isser. Right? They can't happen one before the other. They happen at the exact same moment. Shabbos comes, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos at the same exact moment. The Shabbos that got by Yom Kippurim, Isser Mosifu. It's an Isser Mosif. Why is it an Isser Mosif? Di have Yom Kippurim Kadim, because if Yom Kippur could come first, Ye Chayev al Zadon Malacha Kares, because I'd be Chayev Kares, on Yom Kippur or Malacha, you get Chayev Kares, you don't get Mises Skila, only Chayev Kares. V'chiyasi Shabbos, when Shabbos comes along, Itosif be Mises Besdin. I add on now, Mises Besdin. Now you Chayev Skila also, right? So, what Rashi really meant to say was, it's Isser Chamor. So he really he didn't say those words, as we said in Maman Aleph, right? It's another punishment, Isser Chamor. V'yom HaKippurim L'gabei Shabbos, Isser Kolel. And the same thing the other way around. The Shabbos, Isser Malacha, Ubot Debachila. On Shabbos, I can't do Malacha, but I'm allowed to eat. Comes along Yom Kippur, you can't even eat. On the same day, right? Migu, Ditzer Bachila, Mishim Yom HaKippurim, so I can't on Yom Kippur now. Itzer less lay, not in Malacha, but Shem Yom HaKippurim. Then if I do a Malacha on this day, this both days, I should be Chayav a second time. Why? One for Shabbos, one for Yom Kippur. Because each one has elements the other one doesn't have. Shabbos is more Machmir because it's Skila, and Yom Kippur is more Machmir, not allowed to eat.
So what happens if on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, it's the end, next has come, but you haven't made Havdalah and you eat?
The Havdalah doesn't stop you from eating. The day's over. That's a Durabana, you shouldn't eat before Havdalah. That's not... Once the day's over, the day's over. What do you have to take out to make Havdalah? So you can't eat on Monday? 2 days later, you still can't eat? No. It's not Yom Kippur. Anyway, El Iyamr, Iser Kolel, Iser Mosif, Lo Chayli. But if you hold the Nachal, Ki Yosef Adadi, Amai Chayli Tarvayu. Why Chayiv twice? Right? It must be...
What is Mosif when it's not?
It must be...
Not Mosif, the eating is the only Mosif.
What? So it must be that if it's both, then Rabbi Yosef Galili would hold the Chayev twice. So Rabbi Yosef Galili said, we just said Rabbi Yosef Galili holds it. That's not true. Iser Chalisi does not apply. By Iser Kol, by Iser Chumra he held yet. So why doesn't he hold, but over here he holds Iser Chalisi, Chayev twice. Rabbi Kiva said Chayev once. Rabbi Yosef Galili said Chayev twice. So how come Chayev twice? This goes against everything we said till now. So, Shalach Ravin Mishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Kachatzah Shal Mishnah VeEpach. And the only way to make this Mishnah make sense is to change the dates. Rabbi Kiva said Dichayev twice, and Rabbi Yosi Gluli said Dichayev only once. Otherwise, there's no way to make this make sense, right? You have to change the names, right? Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giuri Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yosi Gluli Lamai Daafchan. Why are we changing around the names to make Rabbi Yosef Galili only Chayev once? Why are we doing that? Shabbos, listen to this. Shagag Shabbos, you forgot it was Shabbos. But Vehizid Yom Kippur. But if Yom Kippur, you remembered it was Yom Kippur. You forgot it was Shabbos. Chayev, you're Chayev Achata. Then what did you do? You wrote a letter to your friend. Right? Yom Kippur, you knew it was Yom Kippur. Right? I knew it was Yom Kippur. Shabbos, I forgot. So I was over Yom Kippur. Yeah, but you don't bring a Chatas for that. So you only bring a chatas for Shabbos? You made a mistake. You forgot it was Shabbos. The other way around, hizid b'Shabbos. You remembered it was Shabbos. V'shagag b'Yom Kippur. You forgot it was Yom Kippur. And then you wrote a letter. Potter. You're potter. Why you potter? Because you only chayev for a chatas for Shabbos. And Shabbos was mezid. You're not chayev a chatas for mezid. You knew it was Shabbos. You just forgot it was Yom Kippur. My time. What's the reason for all this? Amar of Abaya. Shabbos. Kviya v'kaima, because Shabbos comes every week. Yom Kippur beidina deka kavale. Yom Kippur is established by Besdin. So what? Says Rashi, way down on the second wide line, right? Kasavar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan holds dehahu chatos demechayv la Rav Yosef lulu b'shogeg ze ubeze ad the Shabbos kabechayv la diu kadme. Because Shabbos is considered as if it came first. Why did it come first? Because when the world was created, Shabbos is coming. Yom Kippur is only coming when Bezin says it's coming. So even though the Kedusha starts the same moment, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but Shabbos is considered coming first. You hear this?
Every Esuchama that they do like that, they try to find some way to make your side right.
Let's finish Rashi. That Yom Kippur, who the patali, the chayvan Yom Kippur, Hilkach, ki hizid b'Shabbos. I knew it was Shabbos. V'shagag b'yom HaKippurim. And I forgot it was Yom Kippur. Potter, Yom Potter. Legamri. Then if you incarbonate, I'll amaze it. You don't bring a carbon on a mazid, right? Now,
is that kimlet, you know? Because it's one skila and they don't.
No. So since Shabbos comes first, it's not Isser Kolel, it's not Isser Mosef, and therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, only Chayev once. Now, 1 second. Amar Relay Rafa, Sof, Tavar Bahadir Dadikasi. What kind of answer was that? Okay. That Shabbos comes first because it's Kvi of a Kaima? What kind of answer is that? So what? Yom Kippur is only done by Bezin. So what kind of answer is that? At the end of the day, they both start at the same moment. Yeah, Shabbos, we knew what Shabbos is, and when Kippur, we're waiting for Bezin. So what? What kind of answer was that? At the end of the day, they're both starting at the same moment. So how can you tell me Shabbos is not Isser Kolel, Isser Mosef to Yom Kippur? Doesn't make any sense. So much as you're right, El Amar Rava, Shmadah Avi. The whole thing was a mistake. There was no such example of a Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Sholchu Mitam, Deyom De Kippuri, Deha Shabbos, Shata, Shabbos Avi. That year, Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos, right? Yom Kippur did not come out on Shabbos. It didn't. They made up a thing. We're going to hold from Yom Kippur. Why? V'chein kiasa ravin, v'chol nachute omri k'rava. Everyone agreed with Rava. There was some kind of shmad. There was some kind of goyim didn't let you keep the Torah. So they didn't want to forget about Yom Kippur. So they made up some funny thing. We're going to keep Yom Kippur like it's Shabbos also. There's no case like this. This was not a real case. So they didn't really say anything about it. But we had a whole thing. Rabbi Yosef Glili said this, and Rabbi Kiva said this. The whole thing never happened. The whole thing never happened. It was all just in hypothetical. And they did it because the Goyim didn't let them keep Shabbos. They didn't let them keep Yom Kippur. So they made up a funny thing that we're not going to do Malacha on Yom Kippur. We're not going to do Malacha, on Shabbos anyway. So, by the way, pretend it's Yom Kippur. You can do Malacha also. It never really happened, this case. So there's no statement that either one said that what's the story about Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Never happened. Never happened. Okay.
If it did happen.
What?
If it did really happen?
Yeah. I don't know. We don't know. It never happened. So we don't know what they would say. So it's not a riot either way, because it never happened. They never said anything.
It
never happened that they had this machlokas about it. It never happened. Well, what do you do if you forgot about Yom Kippur, you remembered about Shabbos? Oh, Rabbi Yosef Glili said this. He never said that, so we don't know what he would say. He never said that. Okay.
So now, about Shabbos preceding Yom Kippur because it was my separation.
No, because Rav is right. At the end of the day, it's not at the same time. Right. What would be if someone's over on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? We don't know what they would say, because it never happened. We don't know what they would say. Next. Next is Amr of Yehuda v'lo b'nei Yaakov. Tanya, Amr lo l'Rav Yehuda, v'chinemr al kei l'yochu b'nei Yaakov? Does it say l'yochu b'nei Yaakov? It didn't say that. V'alo lo nemr elo b'nei Yisrael. It says b'nei Yisrael can't eat the ganasha. V'lo nikru b'nei Yisrael ad Sinai. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo b'sinai nemr. Right, you're right. It was said by Sinai. Elo shenichta b'mkomo. But it was written in Parshas V'yishlach, leida me'ezetam nezalem. Why is it usher? So, because we said in the Mishnah, right? I know. No, the question is, does Girnasha apply by a non-kosher animal? So Rabbi Yehuda said no, right? Because the Bnei Yisrael already were keeping Girnasha. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that the Bnei Yisrael are called that because it's like, you know, anachronistic. This is when it happened, but it's not chal till later. So it could be chal on kosher and non-kosher animals also. But 1 second. Masiv Rava, v'yisru Bnei Yisrael at Yaakov Aviyim. It says in the parashah of Yigash that the Bnei Yisrael, another reference to Bnei Yisrael, so Gemara says, lacha maisa. Yeah, but that's after the Ginasha story happened. So what kind of riot is that? So from that moment on, a parshas for Yigash, when they called Bnei Yisrael, that's when it should be asur to eat Ginasha. So what kind of crazy thing is that? What, a parshas for Yigash, all of a sudden, there's Israel of Ginasha out of the blue? The Torah was given piecemeal? No. Lo shas ma'an Torah. Lo ha'ishaita, lo shas ma'isa havi. In parshas for Yigash, that's not when it happened. Lo shas ma'an Torah havi. It wasn't talking about an Torah either. Okay, that happens to call the Jews Bnei Yisrael. So what? That has no bearing on anything. Okay? We're going to stop here, because now the Gemara, now for the next 2 days, for some strange reason, we're on to a topic of about Aver Menachai. The whole 2 days, next 2 days, is only about Aver Menachai. All right? We'll pick up on that. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos. And good Chodesh, yeah.